time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Hey, I'm back with another one. Today's episode is entitled, What is Lessons Learned in Project Management? Again, what is lessons learned in project management? Let me be honest with you. Lessons learned is one of those artifacts that I really believe that is not utilized extremely well. So we're going to outline 7 key points of reason why I believe we need to make sure we stay on top of the lessons learned and use it, not just watch this at the end of the project, but use it through the whole project and then using it when we run another project and lead another project. Sometimes once we complete an artifact or close a project, we're like, whew, all right, what's the next project? But we forget about, and I'm going to address it in one of the 7 key facts here that I have. So I hope you stay tuned. Let's go get it. First one, avoid doing lessons learned through the whole project. It allows you to avoid costly mistakes. Listen, every project will have these blind spots that some people call them pitfalls. I call them blind spots. They're kind of almost the same thing in a sense, but the reason why I said they're blind spots, because again, a project we all know has a beginning and end date. And because of that, there are some things that you may not be aware of until you get involved in the actual project. So it allows you to, having the lessons learned registered, running through the whole project and documenting these things allows you to avoid these, you know, repeatedly costly mistakes, because you're able to go back and research and say, oh, wow, we did this last time and it didn't work. Let's try something else. So again, going back to what I always talk about is being able to pivot. Point number 2, lessons learned register helps you uncover the secrets of the success that you had on the project. Listen, I know what a book may say, and you're talking to a guy that loves and enjoys reading. I mean, I especially about my craft. So there's one thing to read the book, but then do nothing with it. So when you read that book, take that information and apply it, because when you apply it, then you get to see, okay, does this work in the real world or not? You know, because sometimes people will give you a lot of, I call them theories, but then they won't even work in the real world. So family, you know, being able to document that and outline that gives you an opportunity on that register to say, well, yeah, we tried this particular artifact or process and it didn't really align with this particular project. I wonder if it's going to work for another project that I'm leading. So again, it gives you the strategies and techniques to lead a triumphant project. Point number 3. This is huge. Remember, I talked about knowledge, but it gives you the chance to harness the power of knowledge. What does that mean? It shows, how did you handle any risks? Like, did you mitigate them? Did you transfer them? Did you accept it? I know you think, oh, well, risk register. Well, yes, but there's sometimes on my lessons learned register that I put risk and issues on there, because I was like, wow, this was amazing how we were able to get ahead of this risk, or hey, this issue happened, this is how we handle this particular issue. So it really helps you along the way of decision making, and you know how I feel about decision making. It's key, it's a key asset, a key contributor to having success on leading a project. Point number four, unlocking the hidden gems in project management. Listen, there are so many hidden gems that you're going to be able to find when you're leading a project. You're going to be so excited about once you can't wait to your next project, because you're like, ooh, I'm going to take that what I just learned there and apply it here. And it may be how you were leading your meetings. You may say, well, you know, we're doing these, we're meeting three times a week, but the outcome is not really, am I meeting too much? Am I just giving, you know, do we need to cut these down? Maybe we do 15 minute check-ins, maybe do a 20 minute, but this, all of these things allow you to have more success on your project. And you, cause you'll be able to extract them from the actual lessons learned register. One of the things that I've had to learn in my career is mastering, which is point number five, mastering the art of adaption. What does that mean? Just because you, and I've used this example, just because I love WBS as well. What that means is a work breakdown structure. I think there's a great tool. However, it doesn't work for every project. So it allows you, when you have a lessons learned register and being able to be adaptable, watch this, it keeps you even keel. It keeps you to understand that, okay, if this is going left, I got to figure out a way to bring it back right. And I have to be adaptable. I have to be flexible. That is a major skill set, a soft skill set in project management. When you're able to be adaptable, you're not complaining and saying, oh, woe is me. And no, this is never happened. And no, then many people are not going to really want to engage and work with you, because you're not making, you got to keep in mind, we're working together on this project day in and day out. Let's have fun doing it. Let's be energetic about what we're doing. And so being adaptable and not saying this is the only way we can do it. No, there are multiple ways that we can do it. Let me get off of that. You can see I'm passionate about that piece. Point number six is learning the mistakes from the past. What a risk register does, excuse me, I said risk register, a lessons learned register allows you to do is see past mistakes, especially if they have something called an OPA. What does that mean? Organizational process assets. Normally, an organization should have, as the project manager closes out their project, their lessons learned register should be available for any project manager or project coordinator to look at. So you can, you know, what I used to do when I first entered a company, I would ask them, hey, can I go through your organizational process assets to look at lessons learned from previous projects to see what went well and what didn't go well, and the things that didn't go well, why didn't they go well, and the things that did go well, what made them go well. So this sheds light on some of the common, you know, missteps that project managers sometimes run into, because I'll tell you the biggest is around the triple constraints, but one of the things too is resources. Sometimes you have a lot of challenges with resources, whether keeping them or, you know, priorities have shifted, so they had to leave, or they left and moved on to another organization or another department, and so they're no longer there. So these type of things, these are critical for your success as a project manager, of having the ability to learn from other people. My last and final point here is, when you have a lesson learned register starting at the beginning of your project, and let's say you're taking over for someone, if they don't have a lessons learned or they don't have anything documented as far as what has transpired so far, you go ahead and create one. I promise you, this is going to fuel your project management journey. It's going to give you the wisdom. You know, only what my grandma would say, the only grandson, there's only two ways you're going to get wisdom, is you going through it or someone going through it already, and you being able to extract those lessons to make sure that, okay, this person did it this way, didn't work that way, so let me try a different way. So really, I call a lessons learned register a practical guide or a practical insight into when you're leading a project. I'll close with this, family. if you're really excited or you're really looking to make that transition, if you're not already a project manager, that lesson learned document will be the knowledge that will allow you to have success over the years of as a project manager. So I hope you enjoyed today's video, family, about what a lessons learned register is. Again, don't wait till the end of a project to start your lessons learned register. Start as soon as you can, as soon as the project starts up, because those valuable insights will carry you longer than you even imagine. Till next time, this has been your boy AD. I'm out.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.